Thank you. funny old ways and a beer gut. He only leaves home one day of the year in December. He'll don his wetsuit and he'll fly through the sky. Yes, he'll fly through the sky. And if you're lucky, he might just bring you a present. And if you want, you could send him a letter. Just remember, Santa Claus likes rich kids better. Bank balance, he tracks your allowance. Yes, he's informed. He'd like to be fair, but that'll get him nowhere. It's a tough world. He'll don his red suit and he'll fly through the sky. Yes, he'll fly through the sky. And if you're lucky, he might just send him a letter, but just remember that Santa Claus likes rich kids better.
A Christmas song turning 20 years old this year. It is music from Vancouver indie pop band Young and Sexy with their song Santa Claus Likes Rich Kids Better. I certainly hope that is not the case, but every year it seems to be more that more and more and more. Santa Claus Likes Rich Kids Better. That's from the 2004 compilation album. It's a Team Mint Xmas Volume 2, a compilation album of Mint Records artists coming together to bring holiday music. In the middle, it is music from one of the biggest folk artists to emerge in the 1980s, Tracy Chapman, with her take on Oh Holy Night. Here's why I love that particular take from Tracy Chapman on Oh Holy Night. Typically, when you hear Oh Holy Night, it is done with such bravado and drama that it can be over the top. I just absolutely love Tracy Chapman's understated approach to that song. It's there's something just cozy about her take on Oh Holy Night. That comes from the Christmas compilation album, A Very Special Christmas, Volume 3, released in 1997. And then starting off the second hour, it is indie rock singer-songwriter Amy Mann with her take on the Christmas classic, I'll Be Home for Christmas. That's off her holiday album, One More Drifter in the Snow. We're going to continue this annual holiday extravaganza here on Girly So Groovy. Right now, it is music from Tracy Thorne. Now, of course, Tracy Thorne is one half of the duo Everything But the Girl. It was a few years ago she released her Christmas album. It opens with the song Joy. Whenever I play this Christmas album for company or when guests are over and it's just on in the background, this particular song seems to catch so many people's ears. There is just such a heartfelt message to the song Joy. It's a song I carry in my heart, especially when I think about two people that also love this song. Mike and Laura, two people I carry in my heart every day, not just at the holidays. Here is Tracy Thorne with Joy here on Girly So Groovy.
What you want to hear, but you know it might be different in the new year. That's why we hang the lights so high. Joy, 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 joy. Loved it as a kid, and now you need it more than you ever did. It's because of the dark, we see the beauty in the spark. That's why the carols make you cry. Joy, joy.
We hang the lights so high. Christmas I'll be wishing for just two gifts, waking up next to you to one sweet kiss.
Wishing you a holly jolly Christmas all the way from Motown. It is Kim Weston, Motown recording artist, with her song, Wish You a Merry Christmas. That was released as a single in 1962 on Motown Records and is now available on the Kim Weston compilation album, The Story of Kim Weston, Hits and Rarities. In the middle, it is Nashville recording artist Nikki Lane with a holiday torch song. Fa la 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 love ya is the name of the song. That comes from the compilation album, An Americana Christmas. And then, of course, we kicked off that set with Tracy Thorne, one half of Everything But the Girl, from her holiday album, Tinsel and Lights. We heard one of only two songs on the entire Christmas album that Tracy Thorne wrote herself. All the others are her takes on Christmas and non-Christmassy type of songs. What I love about that particular track, Joy, it is a full family affair. Tracy Thorne is joined by her husband, Ben Watt, also of Everything But the Girl, performing, playing all the instruments on the song. And then Tracy Thorne and Ben Watt's three children provide backup vocals for the song, Joy. It's just a beautiful, heartbreaking song, a heartwarming song. It just reminds you that every year, all we can do is celebrate and spread joy as best we can. And that's something I'm definitely going to continue doing into 2025. I am going to fiercely find joy wherever I may find it. Okay, let's keep things going with this annual holiday extravaganza. Where are we going to next? There is still a half hour left here on the program. I've got music coming up from indie folk rocker Carolyn Mark, My Brightest Diamond with a brand new holiday favorite, Judy Garland and Sarah McLachlan on the way as well. But up next, it is music from Quebecois singer-songwriter Martha Wainwright with her own holiday song here on Girly So Groovy.
Your family, and I'm alone. been a slave as rain.
Once it was a
family and snow. Now it's just my heart that's cold. Bloody Marys as we set up the tree. Twice as high, twice the stars in the sky. It's a wonderful life.